So I'm working in ArchaeoVision since I joined DCNRS 2 years ago, and I'm in charge of every project related to our database as a database engineer. And the two main projects I will present you today are the ArchaeoGrid, the web application developed by our laboratory to manage our iconographic documentation, and the archiving project for our 3D objects in connection with Humanum and the CINES. So this presentation will begin with a brief outline of our application ArchaeoGrid and the way it has been created to deal with two main objectives: a collaborative worked environment for our 3D project and a long-term preservation repository for digital humanities researchers' 3D objects. Then I will present you the evolution of our long-term preservation project and how it became a wider project, including the big national partners with its technical constraints, but also with the benefits of such a national project, in particular concerning the metadata. And at last, I would briefly consider the larger perspective and trying to bring closer our 3D heritage objects with other 3D objects produced among the European heritage assets and raise the interoperability issue and see how 3D objects could be compatible and interact with each other at a semantic level. So let's begin with ArchaeoGrid and have a look at the general architecture of the application. There are four main parts in ArchaeoGrid, and the project part is to bring together our iconographic documentation of our projects, the conservatory part, the corpus part to store any other iconographic documentation, not only not directly related to our project, and then the Egyptian part that store hundreds of thousands of pictures related to the Karnak project and the Talatet. So in the first version of this application, built in 2007, I think, metadata were already part of the design, and every data put in the database could be assorted with its metadata. So they could be of different kind, like project metadata or document metadata, whether the data inserted was a project repository or a simple file. So first of all, let's see ArchaeoGrid projects. For each project of our laboratory, our team has been producing 3D objects and has been storing all their working files first in our server locally, then in ArchaeoGrid, according to our well-known architecture with more or less metadata. So ArchaeoGrid is a collaborative work environment because the researchers can have access to this documentation with a valid login. And they can also download files if it has been it has been decided that they have the right to do so. So researchers working on a specific project have access only to the one project documentation. So for example, I can there are many folders, and for example, Archivage 3D. In this folder, each version of 3D object is stored, and in a different folder named V0, V1, V2, and in each version folder, there is a folder named Varia for every project, and it includes all the folder and the subfolder of data used to create this 3D version of the object, and it can contain various type of data format. I won't explain every folder, but authorized people can fill in metadata forms, knowing that some metadata are mandatory and other can be filled automatically when inserted in the database, like the size or the name or the creation date of the file when it's available. So for example, when accessing a document, you can see a small size image of the document, or you can see the metadata information about the document. And we can also decide to fill in the form to register new metadata. So once a project documentation has been added in ArchaeoGrid, the researcher associated with the project can have access to all this documentation. So and each project is documented with another metadata model, and it's the project metadata model. So here we are with a team working on different 3D heritage projects, all registered in ArchaeoGrid and well documented and highly available thanks to Humanum. Actually, the very big infrastructure, Humanum, is in charge of the redundancy of our server and is also able to allocate us more space when needed. This precious working tool was created by our laboratory in the early 2000s. And at this time, it was for researcher and archaeologists in particular, the beginning of 3D technology. And it seemed very important to us at this time that any other research team creating 3D object be able to store it in a highly reliable place without space quota, like we do in with our project. And that's why we created the Conservator 3D. So the Conservator 3D proposes a 3D data repository service for 3D producer in digital humanities. And thanks to this tool, once a 3D project is finished in a laboratory, it can be stored in this Conservator 3D according to our deposit process. First, you have to fill in a form to explain in detail what your 3D project consists of and what to deposit. Once the deposit is accepted by ArchaeoVision, it is added in the conservatory. So metadata are created and extracted from the field completed, and a unique login is given to the depositor to access his 3D object. So for the conservatory, metadata are divided in a different set of information. We have the depositor identity information, such as name, entity, address, etc. The depositor project information, such as the team member, the people working on the project, the partner. The archaeological information, of course, about the project, name, localization, period, subject, keywords. And technical information about the deposit, the name, the size, the number of files, etc. So the 3D research community in digital humanities has rapidly grown, and this local conservatory project initiative became a national long-term preservation project supported by Humanum and the CINES, the Computer Science Center for Higher Education. And this institution, the CINES, ensure that any archive can be kept very long ad vitam aeternam, and always be human readable thanks to its metadata, and machine readable, readable thanks to validated sustainable format. So these two points are the benefit aspect compared to ArchaeoGrid preservation project. So the less positive aspect is in the archiving process. It's far more complex than in ArchaeoGrid because it takes in various data from different sources, but always in the research field, of course. And so we had to adapt ourselves to be able to make a valid deposit. And that's what is described in this schema. So data are stored in ArchaeoGrid, are extracted to obtain XML format metadata and 3D files, together with any other files needed to keep the understanding of the archive. A bundle is elaborated and delivered to the CINES. And then the archive is then submit to validation. The structure of the archive and also each file of the archive have to be validated by the CINES. And then the entire process will be validated by the CINES. So concerning the metadata, CINES has its own metadata inherited from the Dublin Core for the general document metadata. And some are specific to the archive management at a deposit level and at a file level. And to be able to understand the archive on the long term, in addition to this metadata, the depositor, ArchaeoVision in this case, is allowed to put in the archive its own metadata. And that's what it's done with the ArchaeoVision metadata schema. So we have archaeological metadata and technical metadata, general and specific. So the Acurovision schema has been published and is now being reviewed by the consortium 3D SHS. We are working on this metadata at a higher level, not only our laboratory, but together with the consortium members. Our study group is composed of different institutional labs partners that are producing 3D objects in digital humanities. So it so happens that we are all dealing with archaeological data, mainly in heritage fields, but not only. So based on the Archaeovision schema, and knowing that other metadata initiatives exist, like ADS, MIDAS, or the CIDOC CRM, of course, we try to build a complete but minimal schema, responding to the archiving needs. And we are not trying to create a complete heritage metadata schema as it has been done with Carrary, for example. So this schema is a little far too complete for our purpose. So the archiving process being relatively complex, we would like to simplify every step, if possible, to begin with the number of required metadata to be filled in. That's why we elaborate a quite simple model compared to the other to deal with this archiving project. So when a 3D object data is archived, is archived physically, it is stored in a safe box, completely separated from the open link data world. And at the opposite, some data in ArchaeoGrid are already harvested by Isidore and will soon be exposed to the web thanks to Human Service Nakala. So maybe we can consider a mapping between different metadata we used to link our 3D object to the open world.